Hello, this is Scott Wells for Scott's Podcast, and I'm here with the Colombinis, that is Aldo and Rachel Colombini, and welcome to Houston, Texas, you guys.
Well, thank you. Pleasure to be here.
We're going to be hosting you for your farewell lecture tour, and so I wanted to talk just a little bit about your lecture tour to begin with, and also then with you, Rachel, but let me ask why that you are using this as a farewell tour.
Well, first of all, I want to point out that contrary to the rumor that is around the country, I have no idea who came up with this thing. We are not retiring. We are not going back to Europe. Everybody is asking us, so where do you live, in Italy or in England? I said, no, we don't want to go back to our country. We like to stay here. So, first of all, we don't go back to
our country. You say our country. This is your country now.
My country.
That's right.
Exactly. We want to stay here. So, farewell, because, after her heart surgery, I mean, She's fully recovered. She's better than before. She's more beautiful than before, I think. But her heart needs rest. And I'm 60, over 60, and we start to feel this. We still love lecturing like no one else. But driving every day for weeks and months sometimes is gonna be tough. It starts to get tough. So we are gonna slow down after this, but keep on doing conventions, maybe. Conventions, of course, 3-4 days convention. We keep on producing DVDs and ebooks and so on, but we are not retiring. We can afford. We are magicians. Look at John Calvert. He's 100 years old. He's still working.
That's right. So when you're saying that you're retiring, that you will be doing some lectures still at conventions from time to time, but you're just not going to be going on a lecture tour.
Yes, we don't want to do tours anymore. But for example, if we are in Chicago for an IBM convention, let's put it in this way, and the local club wants a lecture, yeah, we can do that. But we don't want to do tours anymore, like stay on the road for a month or 2 months and so on.
And this has really been an extensive tour that started probably 20 days ago or so. And
well, thanks to you and and Jean-Luc, and actually she did part of it as well. So we'll be in the road until the end of June, and then we start again in September. Next year we have already booked the tour of Spain, the farewell of tour of Spain in June, and September, October, the farewell tour of Germany. And then we're going to do next year again Italy, France, and England, and that'll be it.
So it's farewell to each country. So this isn't like the farewell tour. It's the farewell to the U.S. tour.
The U.S.
Right?
And Canada, correct.
And Canada, right, because you're going to Canada during June
as
well.
Yes, correct. Yes,
okay.
Yes.
And so you're going to continue to offer things and to build things, and you've always had this great deal of $10 stuff.
Yes.
So you're going to continue with that, I assume, for a while until the economy changes and might cost you more?
No. Well, depends. Depends.
Sure.
But if the economy stays like this, she had this idea a few years ago. Actually, the people think that we do this because of the economy, but actually we started to do this 4 or 5 years ago before the economy. It was just, I think, a brilliant business. The main thing is that you have to produce everything yourself. So you see, we are traveling around the country. We have a DVD duplicator in the car. We have a printer in the car. You have to do everything. She tapes, I perform, or vice versa. We produce, she edits, and so on, keeping the cost down. Otherwise, it would be impossible to sell it at $10.
Now, again, you're saying it's a farewell tour because of your health, and let's go back to that, because I know we've had so many questions and people who have asked about that, and since this is going out to so many people who will hopefully hear this, tell us about how it's been, where you are.
Yeah. The operation was November 22nd of last year, so I'm about 5.5 months.
They say the operation.
It was open heart surgery. I had what they call a right thoracotomy. So instead of being cut in the normal way down the middle of the chest, I'm cut all the way across the chest, like they would use for a lung cancer patient.
Mm-hmm.
I now have an implant in my heart that holds together all the valves. It's all sutured in place. And hopefully if that stays like that, I'm okay. Everything's fine. I feel very well. I'm taking very few medications as opposed to what I was taking before. And I'm able to pretty much do everything. I can't lift still, heavy weights, but in general I feel fantastic. It's nice to be back on the road and not thinking about the health situation and thinking about magic instead, which is really cool. Aldo was saying before about the $10 thing, our intention is to continue that as long as possible. Hopefully we can do that for the next few years. We enjoy making new stuff, and I'm looking forward though to eventually going home and staying at home a little bit more. And
right.
Aldo has so many new things that he wants to put on DVD that he wants to put out there, so we're looking forward to do that.
Great. Rachel, thank you very much, and I thank you, Aldo, for your time, and good luck on your farewell tour, not only in the U.S., but also abroad. So for now, this is Scotty out.